Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. You're invited to join us on air, asking your questions by calling in on the local rate phone numbers in the UK and the US, which can be found on ldnradio.org. Thank you for joining us. Today we're joined by Dr. Laurie Marzell, and Laurie is from Oregon. She's a primary care physician, and we're excited to hear her story. Dr. Laurie Marzell from Oregon is a primary care physician that combines the wisdom of naturopathic medicine with modern medicine to help facilitate the body's inherent ability to restore and maintain optimum health by creating a healing internal and external environment. Call 503-655-9493 or visit the website www.drmarzell.com. So we have another question for Kristin, and she says, has LDN successfully been used for recovery from CIRS mold illness?
I guess I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with that.
No. I know there are some people that have tried LDN for mold. I wouldn't know, haven't had feedback on it, but I know they've tried it. But
I would try it because you have inflammation from a reaction, and you know the toxins from mold is, you know, I would think that it would be helpful. I would think it might be worth trying. Yes.
Mm. Well, the good
but
thing
I
about
don't have a lot of reasons.
Mm.
Go ahead.
But the good thing about LDN, and as I was told before I started, if it's not going to do you any good, it's not going to do you any harm. So going by that, it's worth a try if you're in doubt, isn't it? You know, if it doesn't work, well, you've really lost nothing.
I know that it really does help with calming overreaction to, which is what kind of happens with the mold exposure. They have toxins that suppress the suppressor in your immune system, so the, you know, your immune system responds more quickly and vigorously to things that it should not. And it certainly seems to calm overreactions to in autoimmune disease and in allergies and things like that. So I would expect that it would probably be helpful.
Okay. And Phyllis has sent me a message here. She says CIRS is chronic inflammatory response syndrome.
I know what you're talking. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I would definitely use it for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. We have a question here, and from my friend Gisli from Iceland. He runs a group in Iceland, does an absolutely fantastic job. And you might not know, but a very high proportion of people in Iceland use LDN. It's really quite amazing. And he says he's asking for a relative who has fibromyalgia and MDDS syndrome. He wanted to ask kindly if you think it's safe and okay to treat a person with MDDS syndrome with LDN.
Let me make sure I know what MDGS is.
Well, I must say, I don't know either.
I just want to make sure. I know we're talking to people from different countries. And,
I know. Let's just good old Google. We'll put it in Google and see what it comes up with. Yes, MDDS, Maldi-Barcot-Cumont syndrome. Debarkument.
Well,
syndrome.
I might not.
It might be called something else in the US, I guess. I'll tell you what, we'll leave Phyllis to sort that one out and we'll
come back
to it.
Okay, so this is a vestibular problem and I am not familiar with it, so I'll have to pass on that one.
Okay, that's fine. But the
although I support what you said that it's usually does no harm but may do good,
mm-hmm. and it would certainly
and I'm
help.
Not familiar with this particular syndrome though.
But it would certainly help with fibromyalgia anyway, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But this is a rare and little understood disorder. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I'm not familiar with this particular syndrome.
We will have to ask another speaker another day and see. Oh, Spliss has just said it's an imbalance or rocking or swaying sensation often felt and seen by sufferers occurred to exposure of motion. That's what the MDDS syndrome is. We have a question for Carolyn, and she says, can sweating be a symptom, or can LDN cause sweating? Have you noticed that in any of your patients?
I have not, but I'm wondering if they take it before they go to bed at night. Because I have noticed some patients that have woken up with tachycardia or, you know, a little kind of a fear-like symptom. I wonder if it could be related to them having a little too much of a additive effect to their own surge of endorphins that would occur just in the early morning hours. But I haven't personally noticed a lot of problems with sweating from this medication, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do your patients always take LDN in the morning as a rule of thumb?
I am now, I originally was telling them to tough it out and try and get used to it and take it before they go to bed at night, but I'm finding it a lot easier to start patients on in the morning, and so I start everybody, and I tell everybody to take it in the morning now.
Mm-hmm. And in your practice, do you treat children?
I don't treat a lot of children in my practice. It's mostly an adult practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I'm sure that well, I'll have to leave that for another expert in that area.
Okay, that's fine. So, rheumatoid arthritis. Can LDN be taken with methotrexate?
I don't see why not. I would say yes.
There are Dr. Jill Cattell, who you were referring to before the program started, who presented the case studies, as she actually uses, if the patient comes to her on methotrexate, she will keep the patient on it and gradually wean them off as the LDN starts to work. So that is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Another one here, which is one that was a very popular question during the winter from Emily. She's saying, would you recommend people to take a flu jab or the pneumonia jab whilst on LDN?
Yeah, I don't think the LDN would hurt that at all. It it wouldn't nullify the immune system against developing antibodies or anything like that, as far as I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Neuropathy enhancing.
Again, remembering that this is your own body, you know, your own body's hormones that are just kind of surging in a little bit. It's not like the drug is doing bad things to you, or it's just kind of doing a hither to your own endorphin production. So,
mm-hmm.
So no, I wouldn't worry about that.
Thank you. We have an interesting question here from Elizabeth, who has neuropathic pain in her hands and her feet. And she said that she's been taking LDN 4.5. She started on 3 and worked up, and she'd been taking it for 3 years. It was working, and now it has stopped. She's not getting the great benefits that she was getting. What's your advice?
You know, this is a good question, because I have a feeling that I would like to speak to some other doctors about this, because I have a feeling that sometimes the body kind of adjusts. And I wonder if in cases like that, maybe manipulating the dose down or doing, you know, a little bit and then kind of pulling it back up might help get it up to where it's working more effectively. I think I've noticed that with some patients.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have an absolute answer, I'm sorry to say.
That's okay. Louise is asking on behalf of a friend who has Parkinson's disease, a hand and arm tremor. Would LDN work?
I don't know that it would work for that. And I'm not a neurologist. I'm sorry, but I'm... what do you think, Linda?
Well, I have actually interviewed people with Parkinson's who take LDN who have some fantastic stories to try. So my advice would be to go and ask an LDN doctor if they would prescribe LDN for you. Certainly worth trying. And if you look on our Vimeo channel and put in on the search bar Parkinson's, I think there are about 4 interviews there of people sharing their stories. And it's great, isn't it? If you've got a condition that you probably don't know anybody else with the same condition, that you can hear somebody's story, rather than reading it, you feel more connected to that person when they're talking. So sharing stories is always very beneficial for everybody, I feel.
That's how we learn.
Exactly. So I have another interesting question here from another Laurie. She says that she's a CRPS patient. It's a very long question, so I'm just going to get to the chase. The LDN controlled the pain by 95%, and she was feeling absolutely fantastic. She stopped LDN before she had surgery, and the pain got worse, and she resumed it 3 days after, but it took her a month to get back to the level of reduced pain that she was on before. Now she's got to have surgery again, and her question is, and this is what she says in her own words, is it absolutely necessary to go off LDN before surgery? She says, I don't take opioids after surgery. Does she have to stop? Because just by stopping it for 3 days, it took 3 months for her to get those benefits back.
If she takes pain medication for having the surgery and takes LDN at the same time, the LDN will block the pain relief from the medication if she has to take that. But I don't know what kind of surgery she has to have, but a lot of times people really don't need to take that much pain medication.
She's saying she doesn't take opioids after surgery, so maybe it's something she should discuss with the anaesthetist, the hospital, or the LDN prescriber before she goes. But I would have thought the hospital would probably be able to talk to her about pain relief should she need it, with it not being an opioid, do you think?
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking that maybe the LDN would be, I don't know why she would have to stop it before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it depends on the surgery, and it, you know, I definitely think it requires, because she's got a good point. It was very effective for her, and it is, and that's what I've learned from pain experts at your seminars who have testified about this disorder. And you hate to see someone have to go through that process again. I think that she should have some inquiries with the doctor and surgeon, and I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, if she can continue to do it as close and be off of it as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I would kind of lean towards.
And she gives a wonderful plug here, and she says, by the way, Belmar Pharmacy is wonderful. So, do you use Belmar Pharmacy out in Oregon? They're in Colorado.
In Oregon, we have many, many compounding pharmacies, and they are all fans of LDN, and you mention that to any one of them, and they go, oh, yes, we do that. We provide that, and so I think that we are very fortunate to have so many that are available. We're kind of a quirky little state with pioneer spirited individualists, and they like to have individualized medication and compounding available medication. So we're kind of fortunate that we have several to draw from. And it's gratifying to know that people are very happy with their pharmacies for mixing up this.
Well, we'll just go for another quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment. The LDN 2017 conference will be held in Portland, Oregon, in the US, 22nd to the 24th of September. If you aren't able to attend in person, we'll bring the conference to you, regardless where you live. You can participate via our live stream. Check out www.ldn2017.com for early bird discounts. The conference will examine life-changing breakthroughs for treating multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, colitis, autism, irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic pain, mental health issues, restless leg syndrome, and many other conditions using low-dose naltrexone. For tickets, live stream, and sponsorship opportunities, go to www.ldn2017.com. Dr. Laurie Marcel from Oregon is a primary care physician that combines the wisdom of naturopathic medicine with modern medicine to help facilitate the body's inherent ability to restore and maintain optimum health by creating a healing internal and external environment. Call 503-655-9493 or visit the website www.naturopathicmedicine.com. drmarzell.com. Welcome back. Well, I can't believe it, Laurie. We have only got like 10 minutes left to the end of the show. It has gone so quickly. Hello?
Hello.
I thought I'd lost you there for a moment.
I want to encourage anyone who is interested in further information to avail themselves. I tell all my patients this, actually, to look at your website, the lowdosenaltrexone.org, where it is very well organized with all kinds of different classifications of diseases and use of LDN. And I also wanted to mention your LDN book that was just recently published last year, and how helpful this is for patients to read about and discover this therapy, which is tragic to me because it's so... sometimes I get questions from people who don't have anyone in their area who prescribes this, and they obviously need it and could have a much healthier and happier life with the assistance of LDN. So I want to encourage the doctors out there, if there's any doctors listening, to educate yourself on this therapy, because it is remarkable, and it's just really using the body's own endorphins to help heal itself. What a wonderful concept.
Mm, definitely.
So thank you so much, Linda, for all the work you do.
Thank you. You're making me blush. We have a question here from Marcia, and she's saying, have you used LDN for depression?
Yes, I have. And I find that it's helpful. I find it's helpful. It increases endorphins. Endorphins are happy hormones. Different things. Exercise increases endorphins. People are happier when they have more endorphins. Sometimes people just have a hard time pulling out of that. And if you do something that elevates their endorphins, they will feel better. They will feel happier. They'll be a little more awake. And, you know, I think it's worth trying. Yes.
Mm. No, I know that.
I don't think the antidepressant drugs are so great either, I have to admit.
Mm, exactly. And I was just going to ask, in your practice, I know that you use traditional medicine and modern treatments and alternative ideas. How do you go about treating depression? If somebody comes to you and they have been on all these awful, very addictive medications for depression, how would you go about treating the patient? Do you have alternative therapies alongside of LDN?
Yes. I use amino acids. Well, you have to be careful. Now, if a patient's doing great and they're taking medication, that's it. They're doing great. But if they want to get off, I mean, 50% of the people on antidepressant medications have low sex drive and aren't interested in having it inhibits sexual response, which isn't a great side effect. So if people want to get off of something like that, you have to be very, very careful and slowly go off of it. There are, but let's say that they're not on a medication like that to start with. There's a lot of, I do a whole physical and evaluation, but there's amino acid therapies, which sometimes can be very helpful. And there are certain amino acids that do cross the blood-brain barrier and will have effects on the brain and mood. And so those can be very helpful to use. Some people react to food allergies in a bad way, and that can cause emotional responses. Some people are have a thyroid disorder, and that's contributing to depression. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm going to be looking for physiological things that I can help people with. But there, and then there's a variety of botanical substances that are sometimes helpful. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of evaluating the patient and seeing what might work for them and, you know, what things to look for.
And how long would it take for a person who was feeling quite depressed but wasn't actually on any other medication to start to feel their mood lifting?
Well, it kind of depends. If severe depression, that is a difficult situation. But some people who are kind of mildly depressed or moderately depressed, if you use amino acid therapy, for instance, the amino acid is going to be into the brain and producing a response within about 15 to 20 minutes. The person I learned this type of therapy with would sometimes get halfway through an interview and give the patient a sample of the amino acid that she thought would help them, and then she'd watch them as she continued the interview, and she'd say, all of a sudden, this you know, like she gave one case of a young girl who was always upset and grumpy and hated everything, and she said, by the end of the interview, I stopped midway and gave her something, and then I kept going. And she goes, all of a sudden, she started smiling and laughing, and she looked outside, and she was seeing birds or something.
Oh.
She said the parents couldn't believe it. So there's a lot of natural things that can really help people with mood problems.
Mm-hmm.
But thank goodness there are.
So amino acids, is that a tablet or a capsule? Is it a natural thing that you can...
Capsules.
It's a capsule. Can you buy it, or is it with a prescription?
Yeah. No, they're not prescription. They're over-the-counter, but, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, they produce different effects, and there are some... For instance, let me just give you an example. 5-HTP stimulates the production of serotonin. Serotonin is what is increased by the antidepressant drugs, the majority of them, because they block the body's breaking down of serotonin. By the way, you should never, never, never take both of these together. But the natural, let's say that they're not on an antidepressant drug, which is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, but they decide that they have been feeling depressed, and they take 5-HTP, like 50 milligrams. Most people kind of mellow out, kind of relax. It helps people go to sleep. Sometimes people just deal with things in a more mellow manner, and it works quickly. People will not go through the kind of withdrawal that they would with the drug. The drug takes oftentimes 2 to 3 weeks to get to its maximum use. The natural approach, you don't have to take it every day if you don't need it, and it works quickly. So, but never use them together.
Mm.
If anyone out there is thinking of running out and getting some of this from the drugstore and taking both, that can cause some really bad effects. But it's just an example of how it might be a little bit better to go natural route with some of these little treasures that sometimes we don't use as much as we should.
Well, when you think of all the drugs that people are given for depression and how addictive and difficult it is to get off them, I'm told the... I don't know what the real name is, but I've been told benzos.
Mm-hmm.
That it's difficult. Anyway, thank you very much, Laurie. We've come to the end of the show, and we'll have to have you back again.
Okay, thank you so much. It was an honor.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.